Welcome to the show, IB Nation Sports Talk, up and rolling. It is Tuesday. It's beautiful outside in South Bend. It's like 80 degrees this early spring, or maybe late spring weather came back for a couple of days, but gorgeous outside right now. I'm Sean Stiers. I won't be alone all night. Got an interview coming up with Hannah Hidalgo from Notre Dame Women's Basketball here in just a minute or two. And then as soon as that is over, we're going to have plenty of Notre Dame football talk on the show today as well. Jesse's going to join me rapid fire. We've got a lot here in bye week number two. Just four games left coming down the November home stretch right now. Florida State, Virginia, Army, Southern Cal. That's it. But again, Hannah Hidalgo will join me. Jesse's going to jump in. We've got some comments from both Marcus Freeman and Riley Leonard that we'll discuss. We've got some college football playoff discussion as well. First college football playoff rankings come out 1 week from tonight. It is coming. Leonard, by the way, today selected to the Davey O'Brien Award quarterback class of 2024 for his performance so far this season. It's one of these things that you can vote on. Fans can go vote. If you go to the Davey O'Brien Award Twitter X page, and all you got to do is hit like for the one that the post that talks about Riley Leonard, and that is a vote for him. So just do that. It is it's pretty simple. Hey, by the way, Irish Breakdown has a new friend, and his name is MyBookie. That's right, MyBookie is made for you if you know football and you love to win. It's you definitely want to check out MyBookie. When you do, you can use the special promo code that we've got for you, Irish. That's it, Irish. And that'll double your bankroll with a 100% deposit bonus. So if you've already bet with MyBookie, you can get even more with MyBookie Plus. They've got a royalty rewards program. It gives you more plays, more wins, more cash in your account, all that kind of good stuff, and no strings attached either. So you can bet anything, anytime, from anywhere with MyBookie, the sports book that gives you control and rewards you for every moment of play. So check out MyBookie, the sports book that gives you control and rewards every moment of play. Again, Jesse's going to be in with rapid fire in just a little bit, but we will start right now by welcoming in Hannah Hidalgo. We are glad, as always, to be joined by Notre Dame All-American, Hannah Hidalgo. How are you this afternoon, Hannah?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Yep, absolutely. You know, before we talk basketball, so I don't forget, I saw a couple of weeks ago you had an event, the Hannah's Helping Hands event, where you gave away like some backpacks and I think some school supplies and stuff like that. How'd that go?
Yeah, that was awesome. It was my first time doing an event like that, just like a giveaway. And it was awesome, just like the show up that we had, the kids that came out to support and to, you know, get stuff. It was really nice.
How did you decide to, you know, do something like that? How'd you make it all happen?
Yeah, I mean, my parents are a big help, so they kind of really did their job in, like, putting it together. I know my I had a lot of people that came and helped, like Red Bull came and, you know, gave some drinks away for the parents. And then we had like other things like New Era, they gave hats away. We just had a lot of help from different companies, which is awesome.
All right. Very cool. It's cool that you get to do something like that. I think that, and that's like one of those things, you know, like, especially with NIL, you know, that you're able to do something like that and use that for something, you know, different, I think is always pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So sophomore season is coming up, and we were just talking, you got practice this afternoon. First exhibition game is this week. And of course the season opener is coming up next week. But was the, I mean, I know that like the off season is officially over for you since you guys have been practicing for a while, but was the off season, was it short? Was it long for you? You know, like what would you say?
I would say the offseason was fast. I think it went by really fast, but, you know, we got a lot of work done. We did a lot of team building. We got a lot of chemistry going. So it was fast, but it was good.
How would you describe yourself as a player, like, right now compared to a year ago at this time?
I would say I'm more experienced, of course. I've been in it for a year now. I kind of know, especially here at Notre Dame, I know the system better. And I feel like I know the game a little bit better. I feel like my mindset's a little different, a little calmer, but still have that excitement going into every game. But just I know the game a little better.
Is there maybe one thing that you could pick out where you could say you've made the most improvement from year one going into year two now?
Yeah, I think my vocal leadership. I think especially in practice, I noticed like last year I wasn't very vocal because of course I didn't know what to say or what was going on. I was just kind of in the moment, but now I'm able to just be vocal even if I don't know what's going on, kind of just talking to my teammates, encouraging them, and just being that vocal leader.
I know you're a really competitive person, and I'm curious. The last time we talked, we touched a little bit, I think, on like the fact, obviously, that your dad Orlando coached you. I'm curious, like, when it comes to your competitiveness, like, how much of that comes from the fact, like working so closely with your dad and that kind of thing?
Yeah, just kind of having him as my coach, it helped me with like a lot of confidence because he knew my game and he was like, you need to be scoring more, you need to be doing this. And I feel like if he wasn't my coach, then I wouldn't have had that confidence to go out and score how I do or kind of be that leader that I was. And so kind of having him as my coach, it was really big and definitely a big step for me to take my game to the next level.
Was it an adjustment at all coming from being coached by your dad, coming to college with, Neil Ivey and just a, completely different, sort of reestablishing a new relationship, I guess?
No, not at all. I don't think it was a big adjustment. I think it was easy to come in and kind of play for Coach Ivy. She kind of knows what she wants, and I kind of know what she wants also. So it was easy to come in and play for her. She gave me the keys early.
How would you kind of compare the coaching styles, though, of Orlando Hidalgo and Neil Ivy?
Compare, I would say they're pretty similar for the most part. I think they bring a lot of energy on the court while they're coaching, while they're on the sidelines, they're yelling, they're cheering, they're very excited. They connect well with their players, the both of them.
Right.
Able to kind of separate basketball and kind of off the court stuff, So I think they're pretty similar in their coaching styles.
So the headline, of course, coming into this season is we get to see Hannah Hidalgo play with Olivia Miles. And you've done that for several months now in, this offseason. So how would you describe that as you get ready for year two, you and Liv?
Of course. I would say it's going to be extremely exciting. Kind of having Olivia here, kind of having her back, it's going to be really exciting. She's a phenomenal player. She's a phenomenal point guard. She sees the floor so well, and just her in transition is just like really unstoppable. So it's going to open up so much for us that, it's just going to make us such a better team. We're going to be faster. We're going to be able to shoot better. And again, her ability to see the floor is like unlike any other guard.
She was, of course, with the team all last year, but it's so different when, when a player's there, but yeah, they're not able to play. So I'm curious, is there anything maybe that you've learned about her in this time that you've been able to actually play with her that maybe you didn't know when she had to, just mostly sit and watch last year?
Something that I didn't know. I mean, I never played with her before, and I never got to, I never seen her play in person. Maybe once when she was younger, but again, she's just a phenomenal guard, and just kind of seeing it like in person is just so different compared to kind of seeing it on TV. Like when she's looking one way and she's still able to see the defender on the other side and make the pass over to that side. So I think it's just so different seeing it in person compared to watching it online.
Have you two, since you are both point guards, you can also, both score as well. Have you kind of learned anything sort of new about yourself, just in terms of your game being out there with another dynamic guard like that?
I'm kind of learning to like maybe run a little more. I mean, I've played the two in high school, so it's not anything that's completely new to me. And she's playing the two also, so it's really whoever gets the ball just kind of brings it up and, runs a play or kind of gets the team settled. So it's really whoever gets the ball. So she'll play the one, I'll play the one. But playing the two, if I play a little, of course, I'm going to play a little more of the two this year. I don't think it's anything different than what I've done before. But, of course, with Olivia, I got to be a little ready because I've never played with a guitar like her. So she's going to make a pass, and I might not be expecting it. So, of course, I got to be a little ready.
Does it change your mindset when you are, you know, when you are off the ball and you're playing two as opposed to having the ball in your, I mean, you've come off the ball before, but does it sort of change things, I guess, in your head?
I think it just helps me to be more prepared to receive the ball because she might be looking a completely different way and be able to still kick it to me and still be able to find me on the court. So I think just being aware at all times and not being so like, I don't have to be so ball heavy. It takes a lot of pressure off of me kind of having her back. I don't have to come back to the ball all the time. I can run the floor a little more and get the outlet.
Does it help you from the defensive aspect? I mean, you were the ACC's defensive player of the year already last year. Does coming off the ball and sort of not having, you know, sort of that extra responsibility on the offensive end, does it maybe help you at the defensive end?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it could definitely give me, you know, more energy. I don't have to exert so much energy on offense and defense. I can possibly focus a little more on defense, kind of hone in the defense a little bit more and, you know, contain a little more, be more disciplined on defense. And, you know, that having Olivia back could definitely help a lot. Again, I don't have to exert so much energy.
You've had Wendy's nugs dipped in sauce, but have you had them covered in sauce? Wendy's new saucy nugs takes the crispy and spicy nugs that you love and turn them up to 11. Choose between flavors like buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, or if you're a real heat seeker, try spicy ghost pepper only on Wendy's signature spicy nugs. I dare you. That's 7 delicious ways to try the nugs you already love. Pick a flavor, grab some extra napkins, and prepare to nug like you've never nugged before. For a whole new way to nug, it's gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Light it.
Hey, Irish Breakdown listeners, it's Urban Meyer. This fall, the game changes. Join me, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, and broadcaster Rob Stone as we bring you a new perspective on football and culture every week. We will be joined by the biggest name in sports and talk about everything inside and outside of the lines. Let us guide you through a new era of college football. Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
I feel like Sony Citron kind of gets lost in this conversation a little bit. I mean, as good as Sony is, I mean, it's not just going to be you two. And I mean, obviously there are other players as well, but Sony specifically, I mean, this is another all conference, all American, you know, caliber player out there. What's that sort of three-pronged, you know, with all three of you look like?
Yeah, of course. Sony's a silent assassin, honestly. And of course, she does get lost in the talk, but Sony is a top. Sony's going to be top in the draft pick because she's just a phenomenal player. She just brings so much to the game that nobody else does, honestly. So she's going to go in and she's going to have a quiet 30 points, and you'll never even know it, but she's really the main reason that, you know, we might have beat a team really bad. But Sony, she's a, you know, a key factor, along with everybody else on the team, Maddie, Kasan, Emma, like Leah too, all these players that come, everybody is a big contributor to the team.
And I think, you know, all of you are able to, you know, sort of handle the physical nature of the game. Who do you think, you know, like if you were going to say one of these players was going to be like if a football player, like who would be the football player of the group?
Leah too. Yeah, Leah too would definitely be the football player. I mean, she's undersized, but she's in there with the big guys in practice and getting rebounds and getting old boards. So she would definitely be the football player.
It's funny that you said that. I don't know. Did you know that she actually played football growing up?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she played youth football, and she told me that she played middle linebacker growing up. So it's funny that you picked her out as the football player.
I had no idea. She never, that's the secret she kept from us. She never told us that.
Well, I mean, she did. She came over from Pitt last year, and she is a little bit undersized. You know, what has it been like having that presence that she's brought to the team?
Yeah, Leah Sue, again, she's another phenomenal player. Her mid-range game is just so lethal, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen, honestly. She can really knock down the mid-range. shot, and she really killed us when she was playing against us. She got anything that she wanted, especially in the mid-range area. But not only having her scoring ability, but, you know, she brings rebounding to us, which is really big because we've always struggled with rebounding. But Leah, too, is always in there. You would never expect her coming out of nowhere and just grabbing a board. So kind of having her is really helpful for us.
I wanted to ask you about a few of your other teammates as well as you get ready for this season. Kasan Prosper was, you know, injured so much of last year. What does she look like as she's come back this fall?
Yeah, Kasan brings a lot of different things to the team, and just her having that overseas experience is, you know, helpful too, because her mindset is kind of different. And of course, her being injured and coming back, her mindset is different, so she sees the game differently. But, you know, her athleticism, I think she's the most athletic player on the team. I think her ability to, you know, take one dribble and get all the way to the basket and kind of extend. She's long, and she is a phenomenal defender. With me and Kasan up, and like when we're scrimmaging and we're getting steals back to back to back, I mean, it's honestly going to be dangerous, especially with her back. I think her defense is phenomenal.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, I mean, her length, and it just felt like as good as the team was last year, to miss out on some of that versatility that you're talking about, especially at the defensive end that Cass brings. Yeah, getting that back's got to be huge for you this year.
Very big, yes.
How about Liza Carlin? Came over from Marquette, and, you know, she averaged right around, not quite a double-double last year, but she looks like she's pretty versatile as well. What have you seen from Liza?
Yeah, Liza can do so much, and I think she's going to be the factor that shocks everyone, honestly, because she can do so much, and she does so much for our team. She's grabbing offensive rebounds. Not only that, she can score on the inside, whether that's posting up. She sets great screens, and she knows the game really well. She's older, so she's very smart with the game. On top of that, she can knock down the three-point shot, and so it's going to be very dangerous if we have, like, a four or a five guarding her, and she can spot up, like, just like Maddie can spot up at the three, or she can work inside and guard bigger players. So I think she's going to be a big factor that shocks us.
Yeah, I mean, she looks, you know, again, like from a versatility, there's so much versatility, I think, just on this team throughout. And she pretty reminiscent of Maddie, it looks like, with a lot of the things that she can do. Do you miss, you know, one thing that I noticed, that it's not always obvious when I'm doing the game because I have to watch the ball so much. But like when I would watch back some of your games, like, some of the things that Maddie would do away from the ball, just, you know, just everything, the presence that she brought. How much do you think you guys will miss that early in the season?
I mean, Maddie's a big player for us. She's one of our leaders. And, you know, last year, of course, it was the big three, me, Sonny, and Maddie. So kind of losing that, such a phenomenal player, is going to be tough for us. But, you know, everybody's doing a great job of, you know, kind of picking up those pieces that we lost kind of with Maddie early in the season. But, you know, it's things that aren't put on, you know, the sheet, you know, the stat sheet that Maddie does that is so helpful for us, whether that's setting a good screen or, you know, like just certain things, diving on the floor for loose ball, getting jump balls, like things like that are like really helpful that don't come up on the stat sheet. But it's a big loss for us. But I think, again, we're doing a great job of picking up after it.
Yeah, hopefully she comes back sooner. Then later, and the other, the other player I wanted to ask you about was Kate Koval, the freshman. She brings some obvious size to this team. What have you seen from her in just her first couple months on campus?
Kate is a powerhouse. I mean, she's big. She's back to the basket. She's strong. And she's going to be a great help for us. Not only that, she can spot up and shoot the three. And for her to be so young, she's extremely smart. Like, whether that's hitting a backdoor cut or, you know, spotting up behind like a screen for her and taking a jump shot. I mean, she's extremely smart, and she's going to be so big for us because she's such a target, and it's easy to hit her. And once she starts scoring on the inside, it's going to open up so much for us on the perimeter.
Pretty big expectations for this season. Is it Final Four or bust? Is it national championship or bust? Like, where is it?
Yeah, I mean, I always want to speak to the max. You know, I think we're a national championship team. I think we have the pieces. We have the experience to do so. We have the coaching to do so. And so, you know, we're praying and we're asking God to get us all the way to the national championship and win it at that. And I think we have the skill set to do so.
All right. The Irish, of course, play their only exhibition game this Wednesday when they host Davenport. And then the season opens next Monday. November 4th when Mercyhurst visits Purcell Pavilion. Hannah Hidalgo, thanks as always. Appreciate you as always and look forward to seeing you out there very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. I'm a Bears fan, so this one gets me really excited. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Think Tyreek Hill will get more than 90.5 yards in week one? Aaron Jones runs for more than 66.5 yards? Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. Prize Picks also has college picks all ready to go for you as well. Get in before game one hits, and you can predict how many passing yards your favorite college quarterback will hit. For me, I think Riley Leonard's going to go above 2,550.5 yards, so I'm going to take that one. And I'm going to combine it with Quinn Ewers to throw 2,999.5 yards. Put those together and bing, bang, boom, baby. I'm going to be a winner. You just wait and see. I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary of depositing my first $10, and I received an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code IRISH on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
Hey, Irish Breakdown listeners, it's Matt Leinart.
I've got a podcast called Throwbacks with actor Jerry Farrar, where we'll be talking all things sports, but also so much more.
We'll give you the behind-the-scenes stories from my days as the quarterback on an iconic college football team to Jerry's days as a star on an iconic TV series.
So subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
Is a guy with a mute button on. That was Hannah Hidalgo. This is Jesse Stiers.
Every time.
I know. It's like it never fails. I'm like clockwork. At least I'm consistent, I guess.
You need someone to be your unmuter.
I need a producer. We need a producer around this thing, I think. But I don't know. We'll get by. Are you ready for basketball season? I know like the NBA has started. College, both the men and women are both playing exhibition games tomorrow night. The men are going over to Fort Wayne to take on, I guess they're just Purdue Fort Wayne now. They're not IPFW anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's funny. When they were then IPFW, my old school, Siena Heights, would play them in an exhibition as well to begin the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So IPFW would play Siena Heights. Okay.
That's correct. But back to your original question. Am I ready for basketball? Not quite, if we're being 100% honest. We're still...
I mean, I don't have a choice, so...
Right. But we're still... Like, don't get me wrong. I've watched a few NBA games already. College basketball...
I watched the first couple Kevin Harlan games last week to get myself in the right frame of mind to get me started.
Your mindset?
Mavs, yeah. Yeah.
But college basketball usually, lingers behind. But since you will be doing the women's game, I usually have more – I give more attention to the women's college game than I do the men's college game. And NBA is kind of what's on top of all of that. But – with football season still in full effect, it's still, mainly football right now. But I will say when the college season ends or we go into kind of playoff / bowl preparation at whatever point that is, the NBA will pick back up because, you know, I'm still a Cowboys fan and I'll watch all the Cowboys games, but I'm just not emotionally invested this season. So I could,
it's rough.
I could, once the very college rough. Football season ends, it'll be a battle that's between the NBA.
That's when
and
you
the
really
Cowboys.
Start shifting into basketball mode.
Yeah.
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 Especially when the Cowboys are having a season like they're having right now.
Well, it's just no one, they have glaring issues and no one cares. And so why should I care as a fan?
Ouch. That's rough. That's
it's the truth, though.
Can't blame you. Hush up, Brian. You just sit there and watch. I don't need no smart aleck Jersey guy flipping us any stuff in here tonight. We'll be right back.